On this week's episode of Capital Region High School Sports, the podcast, we look at how a favorite may be emerging in Class AA girls basketball. We take a look back at the second day of the Zero Gravity Slam North-South Classic, which produced more blowouts than intrigue. Those two items, plus hockey and a little Nordic skiing news, on this week's episode of Capital Region High School Sports, the podcast with me, Rob Jonas, editor of CapitalRegionHighSchoolSports.com. Let's get going. Has Shenandoah taken over as a favorite to win the Section 2 Class AA girls basketball title this year? Recent outcomes suggest they have. It started back in late December when Shen defeated Jamesville DeWitt, Holy Redeemer, and West Genesee by double digits in a one-week stretch of non-league games. It continued when they defeated Albany 73-51 on January 18th to knock the Falcons from the ranks of the undefeated in the Suburban Council. And just this past week, they avenged their lone league loss of the season when they edged Saratoga Springs 58-56 on a Megan Herter three-pointer with 18 seconds left in regulation. Here's the interesting thing about that Shen win. Saratoga limited Herter to 6 points the entire night. The Blue Streaks got 29 points from Catherine Cairns, and they still couldn't put the Plainsmen away, thanks to a determined and balanced approach by Shen's offense. Seven Shen players scored at least 6 points in that game, with junior Caitlin Rotropsky leading the way with 13 points. Herter came into the game as Shen's leading scorer, as she was averaging nearly 14 points per game. She was limited to approximately half of her average by Saratoga's defense, and Shen won. Senior Catherine Almeida was also averaging more than 13 points per game for Shen going in, and she finished with 8 points. Shen still won. This is what happens when you play as a true team. Everyone finds a way to make a significant contribution. To me, Shen is a team that is capable of making a very deep run in March. They don't have to rely on Herter and Almeida to carry the load because others are ready to step up when they are being shut down. They have demonstrated an ability to defeat out-of-section teams as well. Now, are they young? Yes. They have Herter, who's a sophomore, her sister Jillian Herter, who's only a freshman, Wotropsky's only a junior. So yes, they are definitely young, but they have proven themselves time and again this season to be a legitimate contender for the sectional title. At the very least, the Plainsmen have an opportunity to lock up the top seed for the Class AA playoffs by winning their last three games. It'll be very interesting to see if Shen pulls this off. The second day of the Zero Gravity Slam North-South Classic kind of fell flat in terms of how the games played out. The anticipated showdown between number 1 ranked Park School of Buffalo and number 2 ranked Albany Academy turned into a laugher for the cadets, as they defeated Park School 67-44. Park School played without its star, Noah Hutchins, who was nursing an injury. Even though he played one night earlier against Lewiston Porter out of Section 6 and recorded a double-double with 21 points and 11 rebounds. Perhaps Park School wasn't concerned enough about a regular season matchup with Albany Academy to put its best foot forward. Regardless, Albany Academy played well with three players reaching double figures and has now assumed the number one ranking in the Class A state poll. Later that day, another showdown between state-ranked teams fell flat as Lake George stuffed Hoosick Falls 55-30 for the Warriors' 44th consecutive victory. It was evident from the get-go that Lake George was the superior team that day, as they built an 18-7 lead in the first quarter. Senior center Chris Becker could not be stopped, as he finished with 20 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Warriors. Hoosick Falls tried everything it could to stay with the top-ranked Warriors, but the Panthers could not get their offense in gear. Maybe a rematch in the Section 2 Class C playoffs could generate a slightly different result, but I think it's obvious that Lake George will be a heavy favorite to win its third consecutive sectional title. The best game of the day turned out to be the last one, as Glens Falls fended off a stubborn Amsterdam squad 78-74. Amsterdam put together a game plan to slow down Joseph Gerard III, who was seeking his 4,000th career point. And for a while, it worked as JG3 had trouble getting his shots to fall. Still, the Syracuse-bound senior guard reached 19 points by halftime and then notched his 4,000th career point midway through the third quarter on a three-point play. From there, he was nearly unstoppable as he finished with 52 points to help the Indians pull out the victory over their Foothills Council rivals. I will say the North-South Classic provided some intriguing matchups both days, such as McGill Christian versus Waterloo, which went down to the wire, Albany Academy versus Green Tech, which proved to be a closer game than Academy versus Park School, and on paper, Lake George versus Hoosick Falls. Now, the one thing I hope the showcase organizers will consider for next year is adding some girls' games to their showcase. We have a lot of talented girls' basketball teams in Section 2 who deserve to play on a big stage, such as the Washington Avenue Armory and the Cool Insuring Arena in Glens Falls, where this year's showcase was held. It would be great to see a contest such as Shen versus Albany or a Cambridge versus Hoosick Valley as part of this event. Let's see if the organizers will make this happen. We'll be back after these messages on Capital Region High School Sports, the podcast. Welcome back to Capital Region High School Sports, the podcast, with me, Rob Jonas. In hockey news, it appears as if our Section 2 representatives at the state tournament will be dealing with shorter periods and penalty kills. The state implemented 17-minute periods and increased penalty times to 2, 4, and 5 minutes this season. However, due to a dispute over pay with the organization representing ice hockey officials, they wanted officials to be paid more for the extra 2 minutes per period. The State Athletic Association may revert back to having 15-minute periods and shorter penalty times for the state playoffs. It may not seem like a big deal, but having longer penalties creates a different mindset among hockey coaches, as they may have to make line changes within a power play, something they did not have to necessarily do when they were only dealing with a minute and 30 seconds for a minor penalty. The State Athletic Association addressed the issue at its quarterly meeting on Friday, and we will have the results of the discussion for next week's podcast. Meanwhile, the Section 2 hockey regular season is winding down, and there are only a handful of intriguing matchups remaining before the Division 1 seedings are settled. Bethlehem faces off with Albany Academy Friday night, as the first-place Eagles try to protect their lead over Queensbury and Albany Academy for the Capital District High School Hockey League's regular season title. Also on Friday, CBA travels to Clifton Park to face a Shenandoah team coming off a 3-2 loss to Saratoga Springs on Wednesday. CBA had its 3-game winning streak snapped by Bethlehem last weekend. They rebounded with a 1-goal victory over the Gearlin, Mahanson, Chalmont, Boorsville, Scotia, Glenville Storm the following night. So, it will be interesting to see how both of these teams play when they meet on Friday. Another key matchup comes Saturday, as Albany Academy visits Burnt Hills Boston Spa. Things have gone sideways of late for Burnt Hills Boston Spa, as they have gone winless in their last 3 league games. But this is still a dangerous team, with a good offense and a solid goaltender. They have an opportunity to regain some of their momentum with a win over Albany Academy on Saturday. By the way, I wouldn't say the race for the top scorer of the season is over in the CDHSHL, but Bethlehem's Michael Bienvenu has a solid grip on the honor. The junior has 33 goals and 21 assists this season for 54 points, 11 points ahead of the next person on the list, who just so happens to be his teammate, Justin Schinelli. And let's not forget Connor Carroll from Bethlehem, who is third in the league in points with 34. I think it's pretty amazing when three players from one team occupy the top three places on the league's scoring list. And they're not on the same line either. Not anymore, anyway. Michael is now on a line with his brother William Bienvenu and Ben Levine after starting the season with Schinelli and Carroll. So now you've got Bienvenu anchoring one line and Schinelli and Carroll together on another, which makes two strong scoring lines for Bethlehem. That's bad news for the rest of the CDHSHL. We'll see how Bethlehem finishes off the regular season. In perhaps the coolest news of the past week, no pun intended, Mayfield's Madison Relier has qualified for the Junior Cross Country Skiing Nationals, which will take place in Anchorage, Alaska in March. For those of you who do not know who Madison Relier is, she is one of the most talented runners and skiers in Section 2. During the fall, Relier won the Class D title at the Section 2 Cross Country Championships with a time of 18 minutes 18.34 seconds, nearly 1 minute ahead of her closest competition. Then at the state meet, the sophomore placed 5th on a difficult course at Sunken Meadow State Park on Long Island. Since the start of the Nordic ski season, Relier has been one of the top skiers in the region, winning 3 of the 6 meets she's been involved in, most recently the Mayfield Invitational on January 25th at Lapland Lake. When she hasn't won, she's placed routinely amongst the top 5 skiers in the race. That's quite an achievement, since Mayfield is one of the few Section 2 schools that have a Nordic ski team. So Relier is routinely competing against skiers from larger schools such as Queensbury, Saratoga Springs, Shenandoah, Gilderland, and Scotia Glenville, as well as smaller ones such as Lake George and Johnsburg. So now, to make nationals is another huge achievement for Relier. It'll be interesting to see how she does against some of the top young Nordic skiers in the United States. So congratulations to Madison Relier and good luck at Nationals. That will do it for this week's episode of Capital Region High School Sports, the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please send them to me at editor@capitalregionhssports.com, and I will be sure to respond. Next week, we'll be talking basketball, hockey, and Section 2 wrestling, among other topics. For now, this is Rob Jonas from CapitalRegionHighSchoolSports.com signing off. Talk to you next week.